VIP.
Now, volleyball finishes on the road this weekend, not only here at Rockhurst in this midweek game for their travel partner, the Hawks, but then they'll be going to Truman on Friday night and Quincy University on Saturday afternoon to end the regular season. Cardinals down here to Rockhurst in game number one, 10-4. Rockhurst has had a couple of major runs. Right now, Whitney Kostel serving. Before that, the serving of Alyssa Arnold. Kostel again, deep right side as the setter. This is the number one rotation for Rockhurst. Pass by Tolbert. The tip is outside. Wagner has it played up down the line. And a down ball by Arnold played in the back row by Weigel. The right side set and the hit long. Trying to go down the line with a slide step was Paige Cunningham, but she went a little bit too long, and it's 11-4 Rock. So someone's got to make a play here against Kostel's service, and the Cardinals are back in serve receive. Winslow steps up and makes the pass, tight to the net, tipped over by Richter Kessing, and then blocked right back to her by Katie Loescher, the 5'10 senior from Newton, Kansas, as that ball come over the net, and she just misdirects it, or redirects it, and it's 12-4 Rutgers. Three-person serve receive, Tolbert in the middle. The pass is handled by Winslow, crossing in front of Tolbert from the left. They set right side again, and this time Cunningham beats the block and gets it in the corner for the kill. That time a little quicker wrist, and the freshman Paige Cunningham from Topeka is able to beat the block. 12-5, Cardinals down, and Winslow serving cross court from the left side. Back set by Kostel, and the slide approach and kill by Katie Loescher, who has been unstoppable here in game number one. She comes in hitting 350 for the year, and that's the third best among the Hawks. 13-5, Cardinals down. Here's the serve receive tip by Cunningham down the line. It won't go. Played by Rockhurst, and they'll tip it back themselves. A soft one by Maddie Gray. Another Cunningham tip played up by Gray. Kostel sets and out of the middle. Guess who? Katie Loescher. She hits it right straight down the middle. No one there, and it's 14-5. Game number one. Morgan Ritzke is the server. Pass by Weigel. Richter Kessing steps out and sets Marquardt, who from the left side pounds it down good for the kill. Boy, has she been on fire. 17 kills against Indianapolis Saturday, 14 against St. Joe on Friday last week, and she hit 400 in the match. And she pounds that one down from the outside. 14-6 Cardinals. Serving is Cunningham, played up, outside attack, right side attack rather, and it's dug in the back row by Cunningham. They get it up at a tip, and Rockhurst plays the tip, and then they set again to Katie Loescher out of the middle, and this time she splits the right side in the middle blocker and puts it down on the back row again. She's been amazing, and Kostel has been perfect with her serving. Kaylee Arnold serving. Set up is going to be called illegal by Richter Kessing. A move beyond the 10-meter line and didn't get the hips quite behind it. Got called for it. Madeline Johnson is in the front row for the Cardinals. Remember, no Grace Miller tonight. And Kaylee Arnold serves at 16-6. Good sliding pass by Winslow. They'll set Marquardt from the left, and she hits it into the top tape, and it rolls down on the jewel side. 17-6. Kelly Arnold is a freshman from Topeka, and her serve misplayed by the Cardinals. It'll be an ace down the line, and Carolyn Raines is going to be forced to take another timeout. Rockhurst leads it here big in game number one. Cardinals made it look easy and played very well for the first few points, but then Rockhurst got warmed up, and now they lead it 18-6 in game number one, and Carolyn Raines has used both their timeouts. Here's Rock serving. Weigel puts the pass right into the setter's hand. Blocked is Marquardt, but the Cardinals play it up. Back row attack, Cunningham. Blocked big at the net, but it rolls down on the Rockhurst side. Precy Seaver got her hands on it, but couldn't control it completely. The 6'1 senior from Olathe could not come up with the ace block, and the Cardinals get the kill. So Cunningham in the back row makes it 18-7. Richter Kessing to serve, goes cross court from the right side of the court, passes on the mark, Kostel sets right side, and Arnold comes up to smack it down. Hitting 221 this year with 208 kills, Alyssa Arnold is a senior from Dittmer, Missouri. She was a great goalkeeper, I guess, in high school. All-state. Here's a right side attack by the Cardinals. It's blocked down. Maddie Gray was there along with Seaver, and they get the block there, 19-8. Boy, nothing the Cardinals can do about that. It's not the Cardinals playing bad so much as Rockhurst is just really being good right now. Kostel sets the return ball, and it's pounded down by Seaver, and it's 20-8. Sub into the back row to serve, Lauren Polochek, a 5'5 senior. She had 12 digs against the Cardinals when we played them earlier this season in Liberty. Serving from the left side of the service area goes cross court, played up by Wagner, and the bump set by Richter catching off the mark, free ball to Rockhurst. Set by Kostel, slide Seaver, dug up by Cunningham. Bump set by Winslow, and the right side attack by Rao is dug in the back row by Polacek. Now set deep on the right side, and the swing by Arnold carries all the way with the pass across the net. Hit once by Rockhurst, played back by the Cardinals, hit again by Seaver, and an illegal contact called against Jenna Rao. Rao was handcuffed with the ball, a bullet coming right at her about the 10-meter line, and that called for a double contact, 21-8 Rockhurst. Polochek serving again. She's right-handed, goes cross-court again, or to her right. The set and the right-handed hit by Rao. Cross-court dug up. Great dig by Arnold. They'll set outside. There's a good dig by Marquardt in the middle. Bump set to Wagner, and at the net, she's blocked. Played up by Johnson. Played back by Wagner, and the Cardinals kept it alive. Here's Rocker swinging, and they get the kill outside by Morgan Ritzky. That's what I'm talking about. The Cardinals are not necessarily playing poorly. Rockhurst is just converting everything. Well, they're number 7 in the nation. They've won 7 straight. Their last loss was to Ferris State, number 3. Serve receive pass, Winslow. Quick set in the middle to Johnson, and that's in. She cut it to her left and found the back line, 22-9. Tracy Uritsky said Ferris State is the real deal. They're a real contender for the national title. They swept Rockhurst in the crossover tournament. Tolbert in to serve, left side, slow serve, and it is passed into the net by Arnold. A serve by Tolbert. 22-10. Olivia, a freshman, takes a look at Kyle Bradley, who signals in the service zone to shoot for. Nice low serve again. Pass is better this time. They set Ritzky 8 feet off the net. Her pass, or hit rather, dug by Wagner. They'll set back to Wagner, and it's dug up by the libero Helwig. They set outside. Good play by Cunningham to dig it up. Richter Kessing bumps it over, and now Rockhurst goes outside to their middle hitter. Precy Seaver had switched and taken approach on the right side, and she tips it into the middle of the defense for a point. 23-10, Rockhurst. Helwig serving, wearing a pink libero jersey and trying to handle it with her hands. Rao has it spin off to the right, and it'll be an ace serve for Helwig and put Rockhurst at game point. So Helwig serves now as two-person serve receive, Marquardt and Tolbert. Marquardt makes the pass from the left side, quick set to Cunningham, tips it over, and it falls in front of Arnold. Just out of the reach of Arnold. When I say out of the reach, she got her fingertips on it. Couldn't play it up solidly, and the Cardinals stay alive here at 24-11. Alex Weigel in to serve. She'll stand in the middle of the court, just a step to the right. Jump, serve with the right hand. Passes on the mark to Kostel. She'll set outside. Ritzky off the tape, and it's played up by Cunningham. Set by Weigel. The swing by Wagner. Cross court, played up near the net. Bumped up in the air by Loescher, and then the free ball over. Cardinals handle it. Cunningham, Richter Kessing, and then back to Wagner. And Wagner's swing is blocked right back to her. And Rockhurst has taken game one. So Rockhurst impressive and living up to their number 7 billing as they take it easily from the Cardinals in the first game.
If you're in a collision, why call Wickman's Car Star and we will walk you all the way through it. We do have a 24/7. That means that we have a live person on the telephone 24/7 and they will help you.
Every vehicle we repair comes with a 5-year nationwide guarantee. If you decide to retire and move to Florida, your warranty actually transfers to any one of the 250-plus CarStar locations nationwide. Choose Wicklund's CarStar to get the best auto body guarantee in town.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
The fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter insurance agent Kimberly Sitton about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
You're listening to the voice of the Cardinals, the William Choel College Sports Network.
Cardinals against Rutgers University in game one goes to the Hawks 25-11. Cardinals started out well with a couple of quick points and looked good on offense, but the Hawks soon asserted their will, if you will, and looked awful good here when they got cranked up as they look to be the number one seed in the GLVC tournament about a week from today. In fact, when you look at the GLVC, there will be three from the East, three from the West, and then two wild cards. Right now, McKendree, Lewis, and Parkside are the top three in the East. Rockhurst, Missouri S&T, and Drury, a team that Jewel beat, are the top three in the West. And then the wild cards are going to be interesting. Southern Indiana is tied for the next best record, but tied with Truman State, who lost to Southern Indiana 3-2 in September. The next team down that has a chance to maybe tie Southern Indiana is Missouri St. Louis, and Southern Indiana holds the tiebreaker on them as well. So Southern Indiana, Truman State, Missouri St. Louis look to be the top three teams fighting for the two playoff spots. In game number one, the Cardinals hit 032 as a team, while Rockers hit 464. Is that enough said? They really hit the ball well. My goodness. Katie Loescher, 5-for-5 in kills. She Loescher had five kills, had three blocks in the first game. Morgan Ritzke had four kills, hit 444, three kills for Precy Seaver. The Cardinals got three kills from Paige Cunningham, who hit 200 in the first game, and Kaylee Marcourt hit 400, 3-of-5 with one error. So she gets three kills for Marcourt, three for Cunningham. Eight assists in the first set for Stephanie Richter-Kessing and 13 for setter Whitney Kostel. And I think that's about the most impressive stats to see here as the teams are back out onto the floor. Midwest Regional Tournament, of course, not important to the Cardinals because they will not be playing in the postseason, but Rockhurst is number two in the Midwest region, meaning they're most assuredly going to the NCAA tournament. Ferris State, the team that beat Rockhurst, is number one. Richter-Kessing will serve first here on the right side of the court, and she smacks it into the net, so it's 1-0 Rockhurst. Arnold will go back for Rockhurst. She has 32 aces this year to lead the Hawks. A sinking serve played up nicely by Winslow out of the middle of the three-person serve receive. The back set by Richter-Kessing to Marcourt, and she kills it off the arms of the libero, Ann Helwig. She continues to play well and now goes to the back line to serve. Marcourt, a 5'10 senior from Liberty, serves it across her body from right to left and serves it out of bounds. So the Cardinals 0-for-2 in serves, and Rockhurst leads it 2-1. Cardinals' game is to make the other team, not necessarily hit aces at the other team, but get them out of their offense. So they have made lots of aces. They have made lots of errors. 182 aces, 262 errors. So that is the stat that you look at when you look at the serving efficiency. Here's a pass that goes off the arms of Johnson and cannot be tracked down by the Cardinals, and it's 3-1. Rockhurst on an ace serve by Laura Polochek. She serves again, low flat serve. Winslow right on the money this time, and out of the middle, Johnson. She gets up and hits across court, but it's dug up. Back row attack, Arnold. One hand saved by Marcourt and bumped by Richter-Kessing. Marcourt a free ball. The pass on the money. They'll set high outside, and Morgan Ritzke off the top of the block and played up. They're finally going to say it hit the floor, and a point to Morgan Ritzke. Took a little bit of a delay, and Carolyn is off the bench to ask for help from the net referee, Steve Wirtz, but Denise Jett spotted the ball on the floor, and that's the way it's going to be. Polochek serving again. This time Wagner makes the pass from the left outside spot. They set across court to Rao. Rao goes cross court, dug up. The swing out of the middle, blocked back. Seaver rejected. They get it back, play it up outside. Morgan Ritzky rejected. And then the hit out of the middle is good. Going to the left, and the kill by Kostel. Kostel got stuck in the transition, and someone else stepped up. I didn't see. I think it might have been Arnold stepped up to make the set, and Kostel, the setter, got the kill. 5-1, Rockhurst. Game number two. Game one to Rockhurst, 25-11. It's the best of three. Best of five. You've got to win three. And you've got to win each game by 2 points at least. Kolacek serving again. Pass on the money. Right side swing. Wagner off the block. She tooled the block off the hands of Whitney Kostel and got the kill. So Wagner has been swinging well. The two seniors, Wagner and Marquardt, the only seniors on this team, by the way. Kelsey will be our guest between this game and the next one. Serving back row, Winslow. The pass is up to Ritzky at the 10-meter line. She downballs it over. The Cardinals set it up for Rao on the left side. She goes cross court, played up by the libero Helwig. On the outside, it's Morgan Ritzky who pounds it down on a high set. Well, you know where their bread and butter is, and that's Morgan Ritzky, and she puts it down. The daughter of the coach, Tracy Ritzky. Helwig to serve. It's 6-2. Back set Cardinals. Rao tries to go to the line, but it's played up by Ritzky. They set back to her off the block and played nicely by the setter, Richter Kessin. Bump set by Winslow and hit from the middle of the floor. Wagner couldn't quite get it to go on a soft attack, and the pass over lands in an open spot down the line. And it is another point for Rockhurst. 7-2. Helwig from St. Louis. Down the line serve from the right side. Cardinals left. Marquette plays it up. Set to Wagner. She goes down the line, but played up by Helwig. Outside swing, Ritzky played high in the air. Back set by Richter Kessing. Right side, Rao goes cross court, but played by Arnold. Set in the middle and tipped. Good for Katie Loescher. She went from her right to left. Left to right. And tipped it on the sideline. Good. And Rockhurst is having a lot of fun right now. Here's Helwig to serve again from the right side. She's a lefty server. Winslow, great pass to Richter Kessing, and then Rao's attack from the middle is off the block and played up. Morgan Ritzky, soft over the block, played by Richter Kessing. Outside, it's Wagner swing cross court, played tight to the net. Kostel jump set, and Morgan Ritzky block, plays it back up. They'll set her again, and she hits it through the block. Wagner got a piece of it, kept it alive, and Marquardt sets it to the net, then passed over by Winslow. It hits the tape and rolls over. Rockhurst passes it back over. Cardinals swing right side, can't get it to go. And then Kostel with a left hand smacks it, but it's chased down by Winslow off the court, and the Cardinals free ball it back. Right side attack. And there's the miss on the swing by Loescher, who goes from the middle to the right side with a slide step and cuts it back and hit it at too severe of an angle and hit it out of bounds. So what a play back and forth. Winslow goes way off the court to save one. A nice save by Wagner at one point. Arnold making a couple of nice plays for Rockhurst. And 8-3, the Cardinals are down by 5. Second game, Rockhurst leads 1-0. Weigel is in to serve. Good pass to the 10-meter line. The set in the middle to Loescher and a foul on the Cardinals. Somebody mishandled the ball, and I think they are saying it was Winslow. Spike attempt, that you don't see that a lot. Or it might have been someone in the net also. Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was Cunningham in the net. So a point for Rockhurst, 9-2. Served by Kostel, played by Wagner. Outside swing is in by Meisinger, who's into the game for the first time. She's dug in the hit cross court, played by the Cardinals. Wagner from the outside tries to go to the middle and hits it too long. Meisinger got the first swing in service. See if she is playing on the outside, the left side. She'll be the right side hitter here. Cardinals in serve receive. Three-person serve receive against Kostel. Ball played up by Wagner. Set from her knees by Weigel, and the hit by Wagner played cross court. And Kostel has to come beyond the 10-meter line to set Ritzky. Ritzky's attack passed all the way back over by the Cardinals. A tip out of the middle by Loescher. She goes to a left hand and knocks it in. And Rockhurst continues to roll as that's off the top of the block and falls behind the block. So Rockhurst serves one more time here. Kostel to the middle of the floor. Marquardt pass. The set outside to Wagner. Off the blocks and good for the kill. It came back to the Jewel side, but deflected out of bounds. And Wagner has had a nice night. She goes off the floor and in to play the back row is Tolbert, and she'll be the server. Olivia stands left side of the court, right-handed serve, cross court, played by Arnold. Back set Kostel to the right side hitter, and a kill by Ritzky, who now is on the right side in that serve receive and pounds one again past the blockers and to the floor. She is quite a player. 12-3, I believe it is. Ritzky back row serves to Tolbert. They'll back set Meisinger off the block, but played up by Rockers. Kostel outside. The big swing by Maddie Gray is played up by the Cardinals. Back set now Weigel. They're in a 6-2, and the Cardinals are playing the ball back up. A sophomore dug up right back to the Cards. They'll set outside for Marquardt, and she runs into a stone wall with her swing. Loescher in the middle and Arnold on the right side. So you see Weigel in there setting now for the Cardinals, as they will bring out, they did bring out Richter Kessing. Here is the set to Meisinger on the right side, and she uses the block for the kill. Just simply wiped it off the block and gets the point, 13-4. Cardinals down by 9. Again, between games, we'll be visiting with Kelsey Wagner. Cunningham serve, good hammer of a serve, but played up and set right side. Arnold Sothland played off the floor one time by Tolbert, and now a free ball by Marquardt. Pass to Kostel, set outside, swing and good again. It's a field day for Maddie Gray right now in that right side or outside spot, and the Cardinals, I think, are going to take a timeout here. Yes, they will. So we will take a timeout as well. Rockers lead 1-0, and they lead big here in game number 2.
Members of this year's Cardinals Sportscasters Club include
Stone Canyon Pizza in Parkville and Zona Rosa. They have lunch menus along with weekly specials and gluten-free options at Stone Canyon Pizza, Parkville, and Zona Rosa. Get the Red Robin experience in Liberty at 1919 Star Road or at a grocery store near you. Red Robin, discover a burger worth celebrating.
Rains, head volleyball coach of the Cardinal volleyball team. You're listening to the Cardinals on the William Jewell College Sports Network.
Rockers 14, the Cardinals 5 in game number 2. Cardinals will travel to Truman State and to Quincy to finish up their regular season. They've won 8 matches this year, and that is significant when you think that the Cardinals had only won 7 in the previous 2 years. Kaylee Arnold in to serve for Rockers. Right side floats one to Tolbert in the middle in the Jewel serve receive. Right side attack by Meisinger is in the corner, and a kill for Meisinger. Rachel Meisinger with 305 kills coming in, 3 kills per game. And now she will depart as her spot goes to the back row, and back in is Richter Kessing as the Cardinals are going 6-2 here. Richter Kessing, backspinning ball, played up by Helwig. The attack out of the outside, dug up as Cunningham plays it back, and the Cardinals free ball it over. Rockhurst out of the middle. Arnold cuts it to her right, got it in again. What can't they do? 15-5. That's a tough shot for middle hitter. She's got to rotate her thumb downward as she swings to cut that ball to her right. Arnold to serve, middle of the floor. It's Winslow, set near the net, but the set away, and Marquardt right side hits it, but it's played up by Arnold. Outside, the tip is into the block. Maddie Gray used the block and got the kill, 16-5. Just pushed it into the blockers. Johnson, Rao, and Marquardt are in the front row. Excuse me, Richter Kessing in the front row. Bump set, Richter Kessing off the serve receive pass, and Rao, kind of a half jump, half down ball, hit it right in the middle of the net. She didn't do either well. 17-5. One of the, I guess outside of the serve errors in this game, really one of the few bad misses for the Cardinals tonight. And Arnold just hit one off the tape and it falls in front of everybody on the Rockers side on her serve. 18-5. Alyssa Arnold right-handed from the right side, serves it deep. Winslow with her hands, passes it. Bump set Marquardt right side, block back to her. Marquardt at the net, tips it over, played right back by Rutgers. Now a bump set try, and Winslow and Tolbert got confused. They were both there, and as a result, they pass it at a wicked angle over the head of Rao, and she has no chance to play it back. 19-5. And Arnold to serve one more time. Winslow passes it to the 10-meter line. Richter catching a bump set and Rouse safely to the middle of the floor with a two-handed tip. Played to the outside, and the big swing is blocked down by the Cardinals. Big swing by Maddie Gray, but the Cardinals are there for the ace block as Rouse is there with Johnson, I believe. 19-6. Rockhurst. Marquardt serving deep middle. The libero Helwig makes the pass, set outside, and the swing good again as Maddie Gray, a junior from Waverly, Iowa, and Iowa Central Community College gets the kill from the outside. She had three blocks against the Cardinals on the year, hitting 239, 191 kills coming in. 20-7. Again, Robin, we cannot see the Jewel score. I'm trying to keep up to date as well as I can. Served by Rockhurst, outside swing Wagner. Helwig digs it toward the net, and it's pushed over by Ritzky. Cardinals play it up, Wagner outside, played by Ritzky, set in the middle, a quick one, and they go to Kelsey Stratman into the game for the first time. A 5'10 senior hits the quick straight down for the kill. So Stratman a kill. She hits 356, and she's in the match for the first time. 21-7, serve Rockhurst. Quick dump, and that's good by Richter Kessing. Flat-footed, she has been setting all night long. What a nice time for that. And she simply guided the ball over into the empty spot in the middle of the floor in the man-back defense. So the Cardinals score, and it's 21-8. Served down the line by Winslow on the left side. Played up by Rockhurst, and then a collision on the floor, and Arnold may be hurt. The Rockhurst girl's trying to go around her, but she's up now and smiling. And as it turns out, the Rockhurst girls backed away with her on the floor, and the ball came down and hit her right on the head. Weird. There's the serve. Not very well played up, and a free ball back to the Cardinals from deep off the court by Helwig. They'll attack on the outside. Cross court. Great save by Helwig. And the down ball by Arnold, played by Marquardt. Set in the middle. Cunningham blocked. She plays up her own ball. It's Rao that sets outside to Wagner. Deep ball, but Helwig has it. Set outside by Kostel to Ritzky. Passed all the way back by the Cardinals. Another set. Kostel looking for Ritzky off the block and played up by Wagner. One-handed save attempt is not good by the Cardinals as Cunningham made a dive for it near the midcourt line and got a hand on it but couldn't control it. 22-8, I believe. And it looks like the Cardinals have taken a timeout. One team did, and I believe it is Jewel. So a timeout. Rockhurst closing in on a game to win.
Important questions about cancer don't just come to mind between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's why, if you have questions, the American Cancer Society is here to help answer them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-800-227-2345 or at cancer.org. You'll find the most reliable, up-to-date cancer information available. Call 1-800-227-2345 or visit cancer.org to learn how your American Cancer Society can help you or someone you love.
Check the archives and listen live on the William Jewell College Sports Network.
Senior Kelsey Wagner will be our guest at the Hy-Vee Halftime Report. Halftime in volleyball, meaning between the second and third games. Rockhurst 22 and Jewell 9 here in game number 2. They won the first one 25-11. They have been, folks, very impressive. Here's Helwig to serve. Middle of the floor, crossing over Marquardt's pass on the money, and is set by Richter Kessing to Rao. Cross-court pass, dug up, and then pounded in the middle by Katie Loescher. Well, for all of the coaches that have ever said, me being among them, that you can't pound unless you pass first, this is a clinic on that. When they get good passing, they are simply unstoppable tonight. Rao makes the serve receive pass at 23-9, and the hit out of the middle good by Cunningham. They went short to her, and the Cardinals now down 23-10. Cards will rotate and serve as the sophomore Alex Weigel from Barrington, Kansas comes in. Seen her set a little bit tonight. She had 361 assists before being injured midway through the year. Serves down the line to the left side of the Rockhurst serve receive. They'll go to Ritzky, and Weigel plays up her down-the-line shot. Winslow has to send it over on a free ball, and now Kostel in the front row goes up and tips it over. Cardinals respond with a tip of their own by Cunningham. Kostel sets outside. Ritzky toward the middle is able to tip it in, played up by Weigel, Winslow, and now a tip by Wagner. Set Kostel. She'll go right side this time. Big swing, and it's off the block, and the Cardinals have blocked it back for an ace block. Wagner was there along with Cunningham for the ace block on a big pound by Arnold. 23-11. Serving again, Weigel, and again she goes to the left side of the Rockhurst serve receive. Out of the middle, the high set for Ritzky, and she puts that one to the floor to her right side. Now they're going to say it's out. Okay, they changed it, and the Cardinals get to serve. So out of bounds, and it'll be Weigel serving again at 23-12. Here's the set off the serve receive. Ritzky from behind the antenna cuts it back in, dug by the Cardinals. Wagner will swing and hit it cross court. Good for a winner. So Wagner comes up big on the outside. And now it's Tracy Ritzky who will take a timeout with Rockhurst floundering a little bit here at the end of game number two.
My name is Jesse Limekiller, CEO of Belvoir Winery. We provide a unique experience in that it's a historic building. We allow people to bring in their own caterers to have a nice formal sit-down meal or something that's social and very casual. We have a lot of the original door frames, the doors themselves, the windows, some of the original windows with the wavy glass are still in here. The wood floors, the tile floor entry is original as well, which is actually directly into the concrete. Belvoir Winery, under 10 years in the making.
Corporate partners of Jewel Athletics include the Urgency Room, Honda of Tiffany Springs, Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center, McDonald's of Liberty, and Hy-Vee. The Hy-Vee Halftime Report comes your way between games 2 and 3 and features Jewel senior volleyball player Kelsey Wagner. Weigel to serve for the Cardinals at 23-13 Rockhurst. Right side of the formation, a floater goes wide to her right and out of bounds. That's the side she has no room for error, being on the right side. And here's Kostel at 24-13 trying to win game number two from the service line. Whitney is a senior from Papillion, Nebraska. Pass low but played up by Weigel off the net. It's swung on by Wagner. She gets it inbounds. They'll go to the middle, and there's the kill again by Loescher, who ends game at number two, 25-13. Rockhurst takes the second set here. So 25-11, 25-13, and Rockhurst in a commanding 2-0 lead in games. We'll be back with the senior Kelsey Wagner after this.
What if I told you there are people that sell products to help people? Real people. Not because they have to, but because they feel like they should. What if I told you they sell water to dig wells for the thirsty, cereal to feed the hungry, paper towels to plant trees to renew the earth? What if I told you that a simple potato helps fund community gardens so people can grow their own food? What if I told you that this was Hy-Vee, and they do it because it's the right thing? Discover how Hy-Vee is taking big steps to make the world a better place, one step at a time.
Cardinals actually hit the ball a little bit better in game number two, 135. They hit 032 in the first game, but Rockhurst continues to attack very well, hitting 279 in game number two, and they're up two games to none with a 25-11 and 25-13 decision in each of the first two games. Well, on Friday during our television broadcast, we talked to Kaylee Marquardt, one of the two senior players for the Cardinals, and tonight Kelsey Wagner is our guest on the Hy-Vee Halftime Report. Kelsey Wagner joins us here between games 2 and 3 at Rockhurst. Welcome and congratulations on a career nearly over now. How does it feel to be in that last week?
Oh, it feels pretty great. Me and Kaylee are super excited. I mean, it's kind of sad that it's done with our volleyball career, but we're kind of excited to have some extra free time.
Well, you know, that's what I get a lot, is that people in their last year of college, they have kind of mixed feelings. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I feel like I should be sad, but I'm really not. Yeah. I have a lot to look forward to, like grad school and to focus on and stuff.
So. Well, let's talk about that. What's your grad school plan?
Well, me and Kaylee would like to go to Mizzou together for doctorate of physical therapy. So.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah.
Have you guys gotten real close over these 4 years you've spent together among all the things that have happened with the volleyball program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, we have every class together.
I'm going to give you a snapshot of what I saw after the St. Joseph's match. You, Kaylee, come across the court. You're going to go meet your families, and you're walking hand in hand. And it just looked like, yeah, these two are together. And you did something last Friday night when you beat St. Joe that had to feel great, winning at home, senior night, all that kind of stuff. Can you kind of take me through your feelings Friday when you won that match and you and Kaylee were kind of done for the night?
I think that we were all week. We were so nervous during practice for this day.
Really?
It's just one day. It's just one game. And it's so different just because they call it senior night. And I was so nervous before the game. She's like, Kelsey, you're fine. Like, you're going to play great. And I'm like, okay. And after the game was over, it was like, it happened so quickly too. And it was weird. But we were just like, oh my gosh, like we won on senior night. And yeah. With as many wins as we have gotten this season, it was so awesome to one of those to be on senior night.
Yeah. Kelsey Wagner is our guest here between games 2 and 3. And I know, I feel for you guys. You've gone through some tough times here with 3 head coaches in 4 years. There mm-hmm. have not been very many wins to talk about, just to point out a fact. And yet you guys have hung in there for 4 years. What made you stick it out, first of all?
Well, it's partially for love of the game and then the friends that you make. And I know that through the years, you make some really great friends. Like, me and Kaylee are best friends. Alex Weigel or Cody Winslow, like, we're all, like, super really great friends. And so even through the hard times, it's like, oh, you have friends there. And also, these hard times are going to make me a better person and going to mold me in my professional career. As a physical therapist, I'm just going to be like, those days are super long. Or I'm just be like, I've been through the worst. Like,
do you get any satisfaction knowing that this team has kind of turned some things around?
Yes. I know it's our last season and it still hasn't been that great, but it's improving. And I'm glad that, like, I've been able to make a mark on some people. And I know that our hard work, me and Kaylee's hard work, will go on through the years.
I know you've heard this before, but there's a lot of difference between winning and success.
Yes.
And I think you guys have had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because a lot of people come up to me and they're just like, you know, you're still not as winning as many games, but you guys look like a completely different team. And I think being a completely different team than we were last year is a really big step in the right direction. So,
sure. Tell us a little bit about your family while you're here. We saw them introduced during the senior ceremony Friday, but talk about your family a little bit if you would.
Well, my mom and my stepdad walked with me. My mom never played a lick of volleyball in her entire life, so I don't know where I got my talent from, so that's really funny. My stepdad, he's been around since I've been like 3, so he's a very hard worker, and I think he's part of the reason why I'm such a hard worker in everything I do. And then my brothers were there too. They're a little ornery.
Are they?
They're a little ornery, yeah. They both play football. So.
Apple falls far from the tree for you or not?
I don't know about that.
Okay, oh, I do. Anyway, so they play football.
Yeah, they play football, and it was this year, this season, they're just like, oh, I can't wait to go see Kelsey play. And they actually told me I play good and stuff, and so it was really weird because they were at the age, like, last year, and they're just like, oh, I don't want to go to volleyball and sit through that. It's so funny.
Well, lastly, let's talk, and I'll have you pick out 2 moments that have been good for you at Jewel. 1 involving athletics and 1 involving academics. Can you think of maybe a couple of moments that fit those 2 criteria that have been great for you at Jewel?
Early in the season, I had a game, and I had 17 kills on 0 errors, and I hit like a 630 or 640.
Nice. Yeah,
I think that, I know, I was like, okay, that's a good way to end the senior year. And I think academically, Oh, that's really hard because William Jewell is so hard academically.
Yeah, it is. It's very challenging.
I think maybe getting like a B on my physiology test like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes those are big deals. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I'll point this out to you too. I think that you've got one more big success coming up is graduation. And when that day rolls around, that will be a good day for you, I guarantee it.
Oh, I'm going to be so excited to walk around across the stage.
Yeah, and again, congratulations to 4 great years for you here. Wins and losses, it has nothing to do with it. You stuck it out, you're a survivor, and you had some thrills here, so it's been a lot of fun. How about knocking off Rockhurst tonight? That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I am looking forward to the competition.
I'm sure you are. Kelsey Wagner, our guest here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Report, and we're back with more in a moment.
Maybe you're driving to work, maybe you're driving home, or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. So drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. Simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on fuel. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Hy-Vee Fuel Saver, good at more than 1,200 gas stations across the Midwest, including Hy-Vee Gas, Casey's General Store, and participating Shell stations. Sign up today. Some restrictions apply.
Follow the Cardinals live on the William Jewell College Sports Network. Members of the Cardinals Sportscasters Club include...
Hi, I'm Kurt McCoy. Social media is where your customers are, offering affordable and effective website design services. Let's tell your story.
Break through negative thinking and bad habits. Liberty Hypnosis and Wellness will help you improve your performance. See them at 28 Westwoods Drive or on their website, libertyhypnosis.com.
We thank Kelsey Wagner for spending some time before the match tonight to put together the Hy-Vee Halftime Report. She is, I was thinking, maybe this isn't fair in some ways, but I don't think Kelsey or Kaylee Markhart will make it into the Jewell Hall of Fame as individuals. However, you know what? They have provided some good moments, and they have gone through some experience that some of those Hall of Fame members probably did not go through that will pay off for them in the future just based on some of the losses and some of the tough things that have happened to volleyball. But they have also been part of a volleyball program that has now seen a little bit of a resurgence and is headed in the right direction, and they can always remember in their hearts that they have been a part of that. Cardinals down 2-0, hit 135 in the second game. Rockhurst hit 279. The Cards have 4 kills each from Wagner, Paige Cunningham, and from Kaylee Markhart. Markhart hitting 400 for the match, while Rockhurst has 10 total kills from Katie Lusher. She is hitting 667, 10 kills out of 12 attempts, 2 errors. 500 hitting from Whitney Costell, the setter. She has dumped a couple on us unexpectedly. She has 3 kills there. And 8 kills for Morgan Ritzky. 26 set assists for Costell also, by the way. And 15 digs for Ann Kelwig. The Cardinals led by Kaylee Markhart's 8 digs and 7 for Richter Kessing. So game number 3 here. The Cardinals will be on the court to our left. And Rockhurst serves first. And it will be Arnold to serve. Passes on to the 10-meter line. The tip by Johnson is good, but played up by Rockhurst. The set backside and the swing by Rao. Played up by Costell, then set by Ritzky in from the outside. The swing good by Maddie Gray. Gray's a transfer from Iowa Central Community College and gives Rockhurst a 1-0 lead. Arnold again will serve. Standing to the right side, she is a right-hander. And straight ahead, played by Olivia Tolbert. The set goes to Markhart, right side, blocked to her. She covers, set again outside, and Rao from the outside is dug by Helwig. Set in the middle, quick, and it's Piercy Severs who goes up and puts it down. Didn't see her a lot in the second game. Piercy Seaver from Johnson County Community College, a first-team junior college and AVCA All-American in 2013. 2-0 Rockhurst. Cardinals serve receive in the middle. Johnson quick, and she got it off the arms of Arnold. Got it past the blockers quickly, and Arnold, it was on her before she knew it. And a kill for Johnson. Madeline Johnson is from Antioch, Illinois. 47 games coming in, 17 matches, and now another kill to add to her 47 kills. Serve receive slide by Severs is played by the Cardinals. Johnson batted it back. Now from the outside, the big kill down the line, and it's Maddie Gray heating up. So Gray from the outside goes down the line, and Marquardt eaten up by that one. Thought it was Marquardt in the rotation. 3-1, Rockhurst and Lauren Plocek from the middle of the floor. Serves it right to the middle of the serve receiver. Winslow gets it up. Richter Kessing trying to go to the right sideline to set it is called for an illegal contact on a low pass. So a penalty point for Rockhurst, and again, Plocek will be the server. She waits and now steps to the line. Right-handed serve to the right of Marquardt a little bit after the pass. Winslow has to send a free ball over on the run. Outside, Ritzke and into the corner, but long from the outside. She goes cross-court and didn't quite get it. The volleyball court from net to back line is 30 feet, and so that means the angle from the front corner to the diagonal corner is 47 feet and some inches. And Ritzke only missed it by a couple. Ritzke now will tip out of serve receipt, played up well by Richter Kessing. Outside set, Rao, soft attack, played by Rockhorse through the middle, and Severs with a quick set off the block and good for the kill. Cardinals had come up in the back row, and when that ball went off the block, it fell behind them, and it's 5-1 Hawks. Hellwig to the back row to serve. 18 digs against the Cardinals in game match number one. A serve receipt tip here. Ritzke gets the swing. Good play back row by Marquardt. Set by Richter Kessing outside. Wagner off the block and played back row by the Hawks. Arnold from the back row smacked it into the net. And it's a point for the Cardinals. They're down 5-2. Staying in system, and Marquardt is laughing. She was laughing after making the dig during the middle of the play, and she's still grinning. Tosses her hair a little bit as Weigel was in the serve. She's still got a big smile on her face. Back set, Costa, and the block is there. Wagner went high from the outside, and Cunningham from the middle put the smack down on the hitter and rejected. I believe that was Morgan Ritzke. So a point for the Cardinals. Down 5-3 in game number three. Outside to Ritzke. It's dug by Winslow. Good dig and taken over by Weigel, who's now playing center. Quick attack. Played back up by Weigel and over by the Cardinals. Costa will send it over on a second contact, but the Cardinals are awake and they play it. Here's the free ball back to Rockhurst. They set outside and Ritzke hits it cross court and into the corner. Despite the good play by the Cardinals, Rockhurst wins the point. 6-3 Hawks. They are so good. They did not play this well at Jewel. Center Whitney Costell floats one down the line. Marquardt passes from the left side of the serve receive. They'll go back to Wagner outside off the block and played in the back row. Right side attack. Arnold, and she got it off the block, and it goes parallel to the net on the Jewel side and finally drops. Point Rockhurst on the kill by Arnold. Alyssa, 5'10", senior. 7-3. Rockhurst and the Hawks serving. Costell from the right side to the middle of the floor. Winslow makes the pass. Good one. Weigel back sets, and Cunningham into the block and or off the net. They're going to say it's in the net, so either way, the Cardinals lose the point. Rockhurst leads 7-3. Three-person, make it a two-person serve receive. Marquardt left, Winslow right. And Costell will go at Marquardt. Pass past the 10-meter line. Set outside. Wagner, two-handed approach, and it goes in as she went extreme angle to the other side of the nets and the other side of the court to get the kill. 8-4. Cardinals down by four and serving. Freshman Olivia Tolbert is in. Went to Mount Carmel Catholic in Wichita. Third on the team in aces with 27 coming in. Right side attack blocked back by the Cardinals. Cunningham and Marquardt. Rockhurst covers. They try to tip it, and there is Rachel Meisinger into the game. She blocks the tip back down and gets the ace on the ace block. Meisinger in and makes an impact immediately. It's 8-5. Cardinals are down by two games, but competitive in this game. Tolbert serves, skims across the top of the net, played by Rockhurst, and out of the middle, Arnold smacks it down. Nope, check that. It's Katie Loescher hits it down for the kill. 9-5, Rock. Ritzky back to serve from the left side of the service zone to the middle of the floor. Tolbert to Weigel, and then the swing by Markoy is passed out of bounds. A hand on it by a hustling Kostel, but she can't quite play it all the way back. And a kill for Markoy. Johnson into the front row now as Cunningham will go to the back row, and out comes the libero for the moment. Cunningham serves right side, goes cross court. Pass near the net, but Kostel has it. Right side and off the block. Arnold, the kill. They terminate with the best of them. Winslow back in, and on the other side, Loescher is out, and to play the front row is Precy Seaver. Serving is Kaylee Arnold. Tolbert gets the pass up. Good one. Weigel to the middle, and Johnson's attack is passed off the ceiling, and then a free ball back. Winslow overhand pass, the set to Marquardt off the block, played up nicely in the back row by Arnold, and then the pass off the side of the arm, and the Cardinals get the point there. 10-6, Callie Arnold and Alyssa Arnold are both in the game at the same time. I'm not sure that they're related. Callie is from Topeka, and Alyssa is from Dittmer, Missouri, so unless they're cousins or something like that. Serving is the Cardinals' Richter Kessing. Side-out offense and the swing by Ritzky. Cross-court played by the Cardinals. Free ball over. Kostel will set the middle. Arnold off the tape, and then from one knee, Tolbert plays it up. Right-side attack, Rouse. Sideways, played up back row by Helwig. In the middle, Seaver, and played up nicely by Tolbert. The Cardinals will free ball it over. Ritzky the pass. Kostel sets the middle on the tandem. Arnold played up again, this time by Winslow. Marquardt swing, played up by Kostel near the net, pushed over by Rao, and then touched in on the Rutgers side by Maddie Gray. What a rally that was. And right smack dab in the middle of it was the freshman back row player tonight, Olivia Tolbert. Boy, she's something defensively. She has been outstanding all year. Richter Kessing serving. Helwig passed it off the ceiling, and a down ball coming to the Cardinals. Olivia is there, back sets, and the extreme cross-court hit from the right is out of bounds by Rao. Jenna Rao got the start tonight at the right side. She's a 6-foot freshman from Blue Springs South. Boyd and Renee are her folks. Arnold to serve for Rockhurst at 11-6. Rockhurst side-out offense, and Marquardt hit the antenna with the swing. Spotted right away on the other side by the line judge, who had the best view of it. Kaylee, no dissent at all about that, and it's 12-6 Rockhurst. Rockhurst leads 2-0. Arnold to Tolbert of the Cardinals. Back set, Marquardt off the block, and good! Kaylee has played a lot of right side this year, and she looks very comfortable there, but she has really made the second half of the season special since she switched back to the left side hitter. 12-7, Marquardt serving right side of the zone. Arnold with an overhead pass, Kostel to Seavers, played up back row by Marquardt. Right side Rao off the block and then off the antenna, and a point for the Cardinals. So the Redbirds battling here in game number 3 against Rockhurst, the number 7 team in the nation and the top team in the conference. Despite lopsided losses in the first 2 games, this one's very competitive as Marquardt serves again. Kostel slide to Seaver, and that's good. Precy Seaver went to Olathe Northwestern High School, had 8 kills to lead the team against the Cardinals the first time he played, along with 6 blocks. That also led the Hawks. 13-8 Rockhurst. Low check from the middle, right-handed serve, picked up by Winslow, 10-meter line and beyond. It's Richter Kessing, soft play by Wagner, and can't be handled by the outside hitter, Morgan Ritzky. Just softly placed by the senior, and she found a nice spot for it. Winslow to the back row to serve, 13-9, Cardinals down by 4. Passes up, Kostel has to back up a little bit, sets to Ritzky, and Marquardt passes it all the way into the antenna from the left sideline to the right antenna. If you've ever had to stand in against a volleyball traveling that fast, you're not going to fault Marquardt for a misplay there. Here's the serve again. It's Helwig played by Marquardt. They set outside to Wagner, and the Cardinals are dug by Rockhorst. Arnold, a soft roll shot played up by Wagner. Set Richter Kessler. Soft play by Cunningham, played up by Rockhorst. Right back to Cunningham, who tips it to her left and gets it down for the kill. Cunningham, a freshman. She doesn't play like one. 5'10". From Troy Buchanan High School. Her high school's all-time single game assist leader, all-time single game digs leader, team MVP. Remember, no Grace Miller tonight. She is ill, did not make the trip. Weigel back in to serve. Pass is up, played by Polochek, and then to Ritzky for the kill. Tracy Ritzky goes, or excuse me, Morgan Ritzky. Tracy's the dad, Morgan's the daughter. She goes cross court with it, but now they're going to say out. All right, they're going to give the ball back to Weigel to serve, and she serves in the middle again at 14-11. Here's Ritzky, and she hit it out again. Was it touched? Yeah, they're going to say it was. Cardinals don't like the call. They're going to give it, and they're saying, I guess Marquardt was the one that touched it. Yeah, I don't think so. Kaylee's in the back row here. Well, that call will stand, 15-11. And Kostel to the back row to serve now the center. Marquardt makes the pass from the middle of the floor. Slide attempt to Cunningham, and it's good. Weigel fettered the ball on the back set, and Cunningham was able to pound it down. So the Cards rotate, bringing in Tolbert to play the back row. Low hard serve. It's played up by Polochek. They'll tip it out of the middle. Cunningham got a hand on it. Then Weigel got a hand on it, and it died on her fist and drops to the floor. Just didn't get any punch on it at all. And Alex looks to Carolyn Raines with a smile and a shrug of her shoulders. Carolyn's really good about that. Having been a successful player, she kind of has a lot of empathy for tough situations, I think. Serve receive. They'll go right side. Richter Kessing. Setting Meisinger, and dug up by Rockhurst. They feed Arnold on the right side, and the kill there cross court. It was Weigel, not Richter Kessing, that made that set, by the way. 17-12. Rockhurst, short serve. Cunningham plays it up to Weigel, bump set, and Marquardt goes cross court, dug by the Hawks. Outside swing is off the block. No, block down. Cunningham got the most of it, but Meisinger was also there for the ace block. Another adage in volleyball, the harder it's hit at you, the easier it is to block. Cunningham serves at 17-13. The serve receive offense out of the middle, swung on by Loescher, and the Cardinals can't control it and give up the point. 18-13. Subs coming for Tracy Ritzky now. He'll bring some people off the bench, including his senior daughter, Kylie Ritzky, who's only played in 9 games this year. Kylie is a backup setter. She'll serve here to Tolbert. Pass to Weigel, right side Meisinger, and it's played off Kostel's shoulder. Johnson gets it back, swings on it as it comes over the net, and that's good for the kill. Madeline Johnson, the sophomore. And the Cardinals down 18-14. Serving will be Richter Kessing. Is a long look at a 6-2 offense tonight for Carolyn Raines, who will be with us after the game. We'll talk to her about that. Richter Kessing, a freshman. Cross-court serve from the right side. In the middle, it's Arnold, and just out of the reach of Steph as she tried to come back to play the right side back row spot. And too much Arnold from the right side, from the middle for the kill. 19-14. Rockhurst serving and leading. Arnold serves to Winslow. Off the court, a back set, bump set by Richter Kessing. Soft attack by Marquardt, played up tight to the net. Kostel goes up and sets Seaver for a beautiful kill. That one, my friends, was made by the setter, who took a difficult ball and turned it into something hittable. Timeout, Cardinals down here by 6.
Hello, I'm Mike Blackmore. My offices are located at 20 South Village Drive in Liberty, Missouri, area code 64068. We listen to what your goals are, and we try to develop a plan that will attain those goals. We can help you with planning for your children's education. We can help you in planning for your retirement. And we help you in choosing the correct investments that will achieve these goals.
Securities offered through Parkland Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Our timeouts and commercial breaks tonight give me a chance to get up and actually see the scoreboard. And the good thing I did, it's 20-17, Rockers by three. Trying to keep it on a piece of paper, but just kind of falling behind here. Math, not my strong suit. Even when you just add one. Sad, isn't it? Sad but true. Arnold to serve for Rockers. They lead 2-0, but the Cardinals, as we said here, down 20-17. And Arnold serving deep. Tolbert from the left side. Beautiful pass. Richter catching the Marquardt. Right side kill. She reached up with a quick wrist, got on top of that ball, and hammered it down in front of the right side back. Right down the score, Rick. It's 20-18. Cards down by two. Marquardt to the back line to serve. She'll serve from the right side. Middle of the floor. Good pass by Helwig and the swing by Siever coming to the setter and puts it in. The middle hitter following the setter and got a little shoot set to put it in. 21-18. Rockhurst the point and the right to serve. Polocek checking with the bench for the area to serve to. Stands more or less in the middle of the floor. Floats one to the middle. Marquardt, good low pass. And Johnson quick. But Arnold is able to dig it up. Set outside. Morgan off speed. Morgan Rinsky, played by Winslow, to the middle and then to the right side. Cunningham and then Rao, who knocks it over. Blocked right back. Set again outside. Wagner hit it off the antenna. Played well at the net by the Cardinals, who had to scramble on a couple of touch blocks back. But they got the outside set, but now 22-18. Two-person serve receive. Winslow to the left, Marquardt to the right. Serve is to Marquardt, goes low, low pass, set, and Johnson able to get it over and out of the reach of Arnold, who had to dive to her right along the right sideline and flipped it up toward the crowd. 22-19. Winslow serves down the line from the left side. Passes up. Kostol to Siever, who tips it. And just out of the reach of Winslow, came flying in from the back row and tried to pancake it up, but it rolled up her arm. 23-19. And it'll be a timeout here to believe the Cardinals. So a timeout. Cardinals and Rockers going at it pretty good here in game at number three. It's 23-19. Rockers.
Members of this year's Cardinals Sportscasters Club include
Stone Canyon Pizza in Parkville and Zona Rosa. They have lunch menus along with weekly specials and gluten-free options at Stone Canyon Pizza, Parkville and Zona Rosa. Get the Red Robin experience in Liberty at 1919 Star Road or at a grocery store near you. Red Robin, discover a burger worth celebrating.
Cardinals down to their final 2 points in the match, but they're right in this one at 23-19. This is a big serve. It'll be Ann Helwig to serve for Rockers. She stands on the right side of the service area. Line drive floater. Marquardt right on the money with the pass. Swing by Cunningham, but dug up. And then Ritzky on the second contact pounds it, but it's dug by Marquardt. Wagner will tip it over. Running save, and then the slide attempt is good, but Winslow able to save it. Wagner gets the set. Off the back row player toward the Rockers bench. Saved to the middle for Helwig's free ball. Marquardt is there. Beautiful pass. Richter Kessing goes right side. Rao knocks it in, but it's played up. And Rockers comes back and hits it in the corner. Boy, out of the middle, and it was perfectly hit in the corner by Loescher. And now match point for Rockers to 24-19. But there have been some tremendous rallies in this game. Helwig serves. Marquardt passes. It's a good one. Set to the middle. Cunningham off the block. Helwig plays it, but it falls to the floor. Subs coming for the Cardinals. Weigel will be in to serve and set, and Meisinger plays the right side in the front row. 24-20. Weigel serving. Right-hand floater played in the middle of the floor, set by Kostel out of the middle swing. Killed by Ritzky. She was in the middle of the serve-receive pattern. And Rockhurst wins game number three and the match. The third game goes to the Hawks 25-20. So a much better performance by the Cardinals in the third game of the three, but not enough to knock off number seven, Rockhurst University. Our postgame starts in just a moment.
There's nothing like a good backup plan. If you have a life insurance policy at work, you may already have one. But what if it's discontinued? Talk to a shelter insurance agent. They'll help show you how to provide a safety net for your loved ones, or set up a policy that builds cash value, or how to leave a legacy to a special charity or institution. Learn what life insurance can do for you. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Ask shelter insurance agent Kimberly Sitton about a free life insurance review.
At National Bank of Kansas City, we're all about you. Like you can bank 24-7 with online banking and online bill pay. And you can deposit checks anywhere, anytime with mobile deposit. And yes, you can receive the amazing 5-star customer rated National Bank of Kansas City You Matter experience.
Because National Bank of Kansas City is focused on personal service and building enduring customer relationships, I knew that I had found the perfect fit. I'm Jeff Kovitz, owner of Rick's in Overland Park, and my newest menswear shop, Houndstooth, in the Kansas City River Market. The folks at National Bank of Kansas City helped me figure out my game plan and truly support my goals. They want me to succeed. This is a place where I matter.
Ready to bank where you matter? Visit bankofkc.com or call us at 913-905-2100 or 816-407-0300 to find the branch nearest to you. National Bank of Kansas City, a place where you matter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Client testimonial, not a paid endorsement. Ratings on Zillow.com. Standard data rates apply.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Kimberly Sutton about how Shelter insures the fun stuff.
Our postgame show is brought to you by Kimberly Sutton, the Shelter Insurance agent in Liberty. And we are joined by the second-year head coach of the Cardinals, Carolyn Raines, here in the postgame show after Rockhurst defeats the Cardinals 3-0. I tell you, Rockhurst, I thought it was a lot better tonight than when they played at our place a month ago or whatever it was.
Yeah.
What was your impression tonight?
You know, I was definitely focused on our side and what we were doing. And, I mean, the first set, it was a little bit of like, oh, okay, here we go. But we progressively got better. And I told those girls that it's really fun to play teams that hit the ball really hard. Because then when you dig it, it looks even that much better. And when you block it, it makes it look that much better. So I think we really came on a little bit and decided, you know what? Nobody's unstoppable, so let's go ahead out and go out and play. Our hitting stats got better each set. I mean, we started to be super, super scrappy because we knew that was the only chance that we had.
Carolyn, I said somewhere, I think it was in the middle of the second game, that you guys weren't playing bad. Rockhurst was just really, really good tonight.
Yeah.
And you had some mistakes. Every volleyball team does, but I'm so impressed. The last two matches I've seen, they've been really good. You guys have played really hard, and you've played with some skill.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, no, I'm just saying what I just reporting.
Yeah.
And I'll look at some of the stats here with you and see that Kaylee Marcourt, another nice match. She had 8 kills, hit 278. By the way, toward the end there, she's laughing about a dig or something. Can you share what she was laughing about?
Yeah. So I had her and Cody in, and Cody was playing libero. And that's a little different for us. And Kaylee actually hasn't played six rotations since earlier in the season. And I told them where they are playing on defense. And Kaylee was actually supposed to be in left back, and she was just hanging out in middle back digging balls. And Cody's like, dude, you're in my spot. But, I mean, we had some digs out of it. And you know what? When you have those moments and they laugh, and I think that helps us out. But the positive attitude is huge for us.
Well, I also said that I think you have a lot of empathy for players having been one at such a high level. And I thought it was kind of neat you guys were able to kind of share that. And anyway,
yeah.
A little aside. So who else did you think played well for you?
You know, I think that our defense was super scrappy. I'm proud of Cody. I mean, she went in there as a libero and really kind of put her, you know, her head to the wall and chased some stuff down and didn't give up on any ball at all. I thought that when I went to that 6-2 that Alex definitely jumped in there and she didn't look like she'd missed a beat setting. And we saw some more offense out of Rachel, so that was very helpful as well. But our middles, you know, Madeline Johnson, she stepped in there, and she, I mean, when we were able to get her the ball, she found a way to score.
Hit 500 for the match.
I know. And she really did a great job. I mean, she's always been a very offensive threat for us, and so it was really good to see her come in against a big block and find places to score.
She is 5'11". I don't know. It seems like that is a little taller, but is she going to be a middle in the future, do you
think?
Oh, yeah. She will stay there?
Uh-huh. She can hop. I mean, the one thing that we've been working on, and she knows it, is her blocking. And she got a hold of a couple this evening, and it was a moment of like, okay, there we go. So we're going to keep working on that during the spring and make her a little more comfortable when she's moving side to side.
Marcourt and Winslow each had 11 digs to lead the Cardinals. I'm looking at the set assists, 18 for Richter Kessing. But again, you played that 6-2, so Alex Weigel ends up with 9 assists. Mm-hmm. How did you overall like the 6-2?
You know, I like that we had a little bit of offense, and I also like the fact that we had a bigger block up across the board. It's not that Steph's actually been a great blocker for us, but, you know, she's not 6'1", so when you get somebody up there, I think that that's really great. And against a team who, you know, is pretty offensive, it's nice to be able to match that with 3 hitters versus 2.
How about this weekend? You've got the trip to Truman and Quincy to kind of wrap up the season. What are you looking for here?
I'm looking for us to continue our little streak of playing well. Attitude, effort, and just overall positive attitudes has really helped us in the last 6 matches. I want it to be an upward swing versus a downward swing. So I'm excited to kind of get into practice tomorrow and maybe mess a little bit with that 6-2 and kind of see which kids come in ready to go. And that's kind of been our motto this whole season is if you practice well, you know, I'm going to try to find you an opportunity.
Well, for example, tonight, you talked about, I think Winslow had a nice practice or two, and you gave her a shot, and she played pretty well. So.
Exactly.
All right. Carolyn, thank you so much for your time, both before and after the game tonight. And despite the loss, again, thought you played really hard, which is becoming kind of your reputation.
That's
a nice thing.
Absolutely.
Carolyn Raines is with us in the postgame show. Thanks, Coach. And we will be back in just a minute as we continue from Rockhurst University, where the Hawks have won their eighth straight, also their 15th in a row at home this year. Back after this.
I'm Jesse Limekiller, the CEO of Belvoir Winery. You can reach us at www.belvoirwinery.com. We grow Norton, Chamberson, Vignol, and Muscat on the site. We have mature vines, 7 to 10 years of age, behind the buildings, and then we have 2 new vineyards that have just started up. We have a full bar available, and then in addition, a lot of people like to wander around the property. You can take your drinks and wander through the property and see all the things that there are to see on site. My name is Jesse Limekiller, CEO of Belvoir Winery, 110 years in the making.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Ask Shelter Insurance agent Kimberly Sitton about a free insurance review.
Cardinals with the loss to number 7 Rockhurst will go to 8-21 overall and 2-14 in the Great Lakes Valley. As Rockhurst is now 28-2 and 16-0 in GLVC play. We touched on a few of the stats here with Carolyn a moment ago. Here are a few more. Cardinals for the match hit 143. Rockhurst hit 342. By games, Rockhurst hit 464, 279, and 326. That is pretty healthy. They got a dozen kills from Katie Loescher, but their leading hitter was Morgan Ritzky with 13. Loescher, though, hits 444 in the match, and Morgan Ritzky hits 238. Precy Seaver played in all three, but was not a factor in the second game so much. Still ends up with 9 kills and a 444 hitting average. And the setter, Whitney Costell, had 3 kills also and 45 assists. They got... 22 digs from their libero, Ann Helwig. The Cardinals got 11 digs from Cody Winslow and 11 from Kaylee Marquardt. 18 set assists for Richter Kessing and 9 more from Alex Weigel when they played the 6-2 for part of the match tonight. So Rockhurst is good. And that's not a surprise. They're number 7 in the nation, number 2 in the region, and number 1 in the Great Lakes Valley Conference Tournament. Unless I have misread it somehow, this win tonight will clinch them the number 1 seed in the GLVC Tournament. And as we said, they are very good at home, 15-0 at home this year. They've won 8 straight. Their last loss was to the number 3 team in the nation. Well, it has been a fun volleyball year in so many ways to watch this team grow and to watch where they have come from over the last couple of years. To see them win 8 matches this year has been a lot of fun, and I think Carolyn and assistant coach Kyle Bradley certainly have things going in the right way. And when you watch them play, watch with their intensity and their increasing skill level, you get a lot of optimism around this program for the future, and it should be a very nice year. Could end up on a high note too, you never know, with 2 more matches to come, but 8 wins on the year, certainly something to be proud of for the Cardinals. For us, we will be on the road to Rapid City, South Dakota starting Thursday morning. We'll get there hopefully in time for the 2:00 Central Standard Time kickoff against South Dakota Mines and Technology. That will be audio only Saturday, starting again at 1:30 Central Standard Time. Tim Crone and I will have the pregame show from Rapid City and South Dakota School of Mines. Thanks to everybody here at Rockhurst University. And again, 3-0, Rockhurst defeats the Cardinals in volleyball. We'll see you Saturday from South Dakota.
Thanks for joining us today for play-by-play coverage of NCAA athletics on the William Jewell College Sports Network. This production of Cardinal Sports has been presented by the sponsors of William Jewell College Athletics and is property of William Jewell College of Liberty, Missouri. If you have any questions or comments about today's production, please contact the William Jewell College Sports Network. And remember that each production is archived on the Jewell Athletic website, www.jewellcardinals.com. Join us again next time for more NCAA and William Jewell College sports action on the William Jewell College Sports Network.